We gotta find
him.
Well, we'll just have to find him someone who will never find.
I bet none of you can even find.
It's always hard to find.
Scotty on US 99.
All right, so you're doing Scotty, you'll never find. And we went through all the text messages you sent in and we landed on Scotty, you'll never find someone who had a boss that asked them to break the law. Okay? I didn't know if I was going to find anybody. And then the phone lines lit up for all these people ready to call their old bosses out or their current bosses. So 312-946-4995. Scotty, you'll never find somebody who had a boss that told them to break the law. Let's start with Kim. You heard what we're trying to do. Scotty, you'll never find. The one we're going with is someone who has a boss that told them to break the law. Is that you?
No. However, I work for a city court.
Oh.
That you would never believe the amount of people that say, my boss said I can't come today. I can't come to court today.
Oh, so they use their boss as the excuse to not come to court. You're like, actually, that's not legal. You have to.
Yes.
Got you.
So they're like, well, you get a bench warrant then. Sorry.
Oh, damn. Go. Well, good to know I can't use that excuse.
No.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. That's actually really good information.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Stacey in Chicago, do you have a boss that asked you to break the law?
I do.
Oh,
I had a boss. I've been a bartender all my life, and I bartended for a guy that made me serve underage his son's friends
every time
I work.
You're like, oh, cool. Yeah, I would love to be the one that gets thrown in jail for your bar.
Yeah, I quit.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
All right, US 99, who's this?
You can call me Jay.
Okay, I'll call you Jay. We'll leave it at that. And so your boss asked you to break the law?
Yes. So I used to work for a mortgage company. We had to order payoffs for refinances, and he always wanted us to change the payoff.
Really?
So, we never did, but he had someone in the office that would because he would disappear with them and then bring it back.
That's a shady, shady man.
That company is no longer around, thank God.
Oh, geez, good. Well, so did you end up having to do it or no?
No, I never did.
Good for you.
Only because I never wanted to get in trouble.
Yeah, right? Like, I don't know why these bosses think that, like, your company or this job is not worth my, like, life. You know, in jail.
Exactly. So what he wanted to do, he wanted to, what is called net the escrow. So he wanted us to make the payoff include the escrows so the people's refinancing amount was less.
Oh, that sucks.
It helps them, but some banks don't do that. So.
Right. I don't know what most of that means, but it sounds bad.
Right.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go Google some words.
Okay.